it open field, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Rebel Wireless and Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in, touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Well, we come to you tonight with a very heavy heart. We come to you with our thoughts in places other than Berea, other than the heart of the Browns location. It is, of course, with the victims of the explosions at the Boston Marathon, with their families as well. And during this show, we are going to do all we can to keep you updated with that, although we are going to continue with the show as it is in this hour, talking Browns football. We're going to have Rob Chudzinski with us, the head coach of the Browns, talking about the mini camp. We're going to have Bernie Kosar also talking about that, of course, coming up tomorrow and Wednesday and Thursday. So there will be a football discussion. Jason Campbell will also be part of the show in a discussion with Jameer Howard. We're going to do the things we normally do on the show, but it's not going to be a normal night. Understand that from the start. And we will be breaking for the president's address, which is supposed to happen, I think, at about maybe 10 minutes or so. But Dave DiNatale, our producer, will be keeping you updated with the latest that we have on the situation in Boston. But as far as the rest of the show, it will deal with what we deal with, which is the Browns. We push on with that. We've unfortunately been through this before with other tragic stories that have gone on around the We are very aware of what is going on there in Boston, and like you and everyone, I mean, we've kind of been either glued to TVs or glued to radios or whatever way we can get information on that, and thinking of all those people involved in that, and just horrific and sad and scary, and it's again one of those circumstances where the lines cross between sports and life and what this day there is supposed to be all about, and those of us who know this tradition of that race and competition and all the things that we love, all the things that draw us to a station like this and a show like this, which is, you know, sports and competition and fun, it gets completely taken away by something like that. But nonetheless, there is, as I say, a show for us to do, and we will push through with it. So I said Coach Chudzinski will be with us again, mini camp starting tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, the Browns on the field. After 2 weeks of off-season conditioning programs, of meeting with coaches, kind of chalk talk type of discussion, but really nothing extensive. The most extensive stuff will begin tomorrow, and I think it'll be interesting to hear from the head coach, his first minicamp as a head coach, and what that's going to be all about. Your questions and comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages, to the Browns Daily Twitter page at Browns_daily, my Twitter account, which is at VICCARUCCI, our email address, daily@clevelandbrowns.com. Bob from Twitter says that he would rather have the Browns take a near-can't miss, like Chance Warmack, the guard from Alabama, than a quarterback move out of desperation like Geno Smith. And he encourages the Browns trade down to get Warmack, not take him there at six. And that's an interesting conversation, because, and we'll get into this, especially with Bernie Kosar, the draft talk that is out there that connects the Browns with Geno Smith at six overall, that makes people wonder, A, is there genuine interest in acquiring a quarterback, and especially that quarterback, who by a lot of estimations is the best of this group of 2013 college crop quarterbacks, or is it to encourage somebody else to make a move to number six so that the Browns can move their way down and go after a Chance Warmack? I mean, those are the aspects of that decision, or of that scenario at number six, along with many others. I mean, you just pretty much can get dizzy trying to think of all the various scenarios that are playing out, that will play out also from, we're talking a week from tomorrow, by the way, or a week from, not a week from tomorrow, a week from a week from Thursday, but a week from this week. I keep thinking about, because in the coming week, we're going to, of course, be presenting to you our coverage of the draft, not only this show being in New York on April 24th at Manny's on 2nd Street, the day before the draft at Browns Backers, favorited place, and then the draft itself at Radio City Music Hall, but also just what we do with we're going to have what's called a Real Talk Chat that will be held yours truly noon Eastern time. Want to let you know about that a week from today, noon Eastern time, on April 22nd that'll be. And then we'll do our shows regularly from Berea the 22nd, 23rd, and then head out to broadcasts from New York on the 24th and 25th. Okay, we're just getting this thing going, and in a couple of minutes you will hear from the head coach of the Browns. As I said, we are going to have continuing coverage about the events from Boston. Dave DiNatale will keep you current with those, and we will be breaking when this does occur, the President of the United States addressing the nation. We'll be breaking for that during the course of the show, so just want to give you the heads up on that as well. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Not without a star.
The best deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease the best-selling Fusion or Escape for only $189. Your choice, only $189. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Browns fans, unite! Season tickets are on sale now. Purchase your season tickets today and be a part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on becoming a new Cleveland Browns season ticket holder, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
At Kronos, we didn't invent the cloud, but we are using it to help all kinds of organizations control labor costs, minimize compliance risk, and improve workforce productivity. From the Fortune 500 to thousands of small and mid-sized businesses, our innovative cloud technologies are helping increase revenues, cut costs, and improve customer satisfaction. Learn more about Kronos Cloud Technology at Kronos.com. Kronos, workforce innovation that works.
The sage salute to your business. Here's to being the innovator in chief, to crazy ideas that still make dollars and cents, to mobile payments that never take the long way into your accounting system. Here's to controlling your operating costs so that you can achieve your business goals. Sage, believe in your numbers. Visit sagetoday.com. That's sagetoday.com.
Browns Draft Retrospective, driven by Liberty Ford. In the 1967 draft, the Cleveland Browns selected Don Cockcroft, a kicker from Adams State University, in the third round. In 12 seasons with the Browns, Cockcroft served as both the team's kicker and punter. He ranks third in the team record book in all-time points scored. Go to clevelandbrowns.com today and cast your vote in the Browns' greatest draft pickup contest, driven by Liberty Ford.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and again on this day where we have many bigger things going on than football, quite honestly. We know that in Boston, the explosions that have claimed lives, that have other victims, and we are going to keep you current with those during this show. Dave DiNatale will be doing that. We want to remind you that the Cleveland Browns 2013 NFL Draft Party is scheduled for Thursday, April 25th, the first day of the draft at First Energy Stadium. You can watch all the first-round draft action, including visits from current and former Browns, live broadcasts, and the chance to personally select your seats for the 2013 season. Doors are going to open at 6 p.m., and admission is free. For more info, visit clevelandbrowns.com. And we are going to, as I mentioned, a break from this show when the President of the United States addresses the nation. In the meantime, I'm going to turn it to Dave DiNatale for the latest on what's happening in Boston.
All right, Bruce.
It's okay.
I've been talking to Bruce Hooley all day. Right. Matter of fact, the President is coming on right now, so okay. We'll get you an update here when we come out of this.
Security team on the events in Boston. We're continuing to monitor and respond to the situation as it unfolds. And I've directed the full resources of the federal government to help state and local authorities protect our people, increase security around the United States as necessary, and investigate what happened. The American people will say a prayer for Boston tonight, and Michelle and I send our deepest thoughts and prayers to the families of the victims in the wake of this senseless loss. We don't yet have all the answers, but we do know that multiple people have been wounded, some gravely, in explosions at the Boston Marathon. I've spoken to FBI Director Mueller and Secretary of Homeland Security Napolitano, and they're mobilizing the appropriate resources to investigate and to respond. I've updated leaders of Congress in both parties, and we reaffirm that on days like this, there are no Republicans or Democrats. We are Americans united in concern for our fellow citizens. I've also spoken with Governor Patrick and Mayor Menino and made it clear that they have every single federal resource necessary to care for the victims and counsel the families. And above all, I made clear to them that all Americans stand with the people of Boston. Boston police, firefighters, and first responders, as well as the National Guard, responded heroically and continue to do so as we speak. It's a reminder that so many Americans serve and sacrifice on our behalf every single day without regard to their own safety in dangerous and difficult circumstances. And we salute all those who assisted in responding so quickly and professionally to this tragedy. We still do not know who did this or why. And people shouldn't jump to conclusions before we have all the facts. But make no mistake, we will get to the bottom of this. And we will find out who did this, we'll find out why they did this. Any responsible individuals, any responsible groups will feel the full weight of justice. Today is a holiday in Massachusetts, Patriots Day. It's a day that celebrates the free and fiercely independent spirit that this great American city of Boston has reflected from the earliest days of our nation. And it's a day that draws the world to Boston's streets in a spirit of friendly competition. Boston is a tough and resilient town, so are its people. I'm supremely confident that Bostonians will pull together, take care of each other, and move forward as one proud city, and as they do, the American people will be with them every single step of the way. You should anticipate that as we get more information, our teams will provide you briefings. We're still in the investigation stage at this point, but I just want to reiterate, we will find out who did this, and we will hold them accountable. Thank you very much.
All right, that was the President of the United States addressing the nation on the circumstances happening in Boston. Again, we're going to continue on with our show, which is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And we are going to now let you hear from the head coach of the Browns regarding the upcoming mini camp. This segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Joined now by the head coach of the Browns, Rob Chudzinski. Coach, your first mini camp coming up as a head coach in the NFL. How does that differ for you? You've been a part of these, many of these, as an assistant, but now in this role, how do you see it?
It's a lot the same. You know, you go into the mini camp, and it's a good opportunity to, you know, try to see what guys can take from the meeting room to the practice field. And so we're excited about getting out there. Obviously, on top of that, it's our first time to get a chance to be around these guys and actually get them out there and work with them.
What's the main thing you want to and need to accomplish over these next few days?
Well, a couple of things. We really want to make sure that the guys understand us and get to know us. We need to get to know them, and that they understand, you know, how practice operates, and you know, the tempo that we want, and you know, and the style and how practice is laid out and set out. We also want to just, you know, start introducing, you know, our concepts from an X and O standpoint, and go out and get a chance to execute those things, and also work on some of the base techniques and lay the foundation for, you know, our team.
And over the last couple of weeks, you've had guys here. There's been a lot of classroom stuff in addition to the conditioning stuff. What did that do to sort of set the table for what's coming up on these coming days on the field?
Well, I think Brad Roll has done a great job with the guys, and, you know, obviously we can't be part of that as coaches, so Brad's had them himself, and but the reviews I've gotten from the players and talking about him and the job he's doing, you know, have been great, and you know, it's just good to have players around. You know, I like our coaching staff, I like all the people here in the building, but after a while, you know, you get tired of seeing them every day, but so it's been good. It's been great to, you know, the players are in, and you know, getting a chance to work with them. It brings a little energy and brings a different feel to the building.
And you make a point about getting to know them as coaches and getting to know each other and so forth. As you look at that process as the head coach, as the guy who's overseeing it from a bigger perspective, how does that unfold, and what is it? Are there some things that you sort of build into your plan over these next few days that are designed to kind of give you a feel more of what these guys are about? Are there certain things you're going to look for?
Well, it's very preliminary right now, and you know, we actually get out there for some walkthroughs, and there's really only three practice opportunities. So, you know, you'll get some preliminary thoughts on some of the guys and assessment, but a lot of that's going to come further down the road. It's just good to get out there and actually start coaching, and you know, this is the first opportunity. You know, so we have planned. We're going to do some things. You know, we have some team periods, and we have some you know, periods of 7-on-7s and so forth to get a chance to, you know, to really coach them up. And it's hard at this point because it's so early to get evaluations necessarily. You know, we'll get a little bit of that, and an early assessment for that.
Everything's different for the incumbent players than what they did previously with the previous coaching staff. But the most dramatic difference would seem to be on defense and introducing Ray Horton's 3-4 scheme to these players. Walk us through that introductory process, and what are some of the things that will take place there?
It was good. We had a chance the last 2 weeks to install and go through some things, you know, on the playbook, and we're actually using the iPad, so we're using a computer program to do that. And you know, also get some video and have some game film to look at it. So, you know, the guys had a chance to see it on in the playbook, and then see it on tape and see how it works. And then, you know, now get a chance to get out on the field. And so it's a progression, and you know, this is the chance that we get, you know, that they get to actually get on the field and go through it physically.
Rob Jedzinski, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Coach, the offense doesn't get talked about as much from the same standpoint as the defense being so different, but there are differences, of course, in a different way of thinking and philosophy. If you could sort of capture what it is that will be noticeable, say, to the quarterbacks, to the receivers, to all the linemen, to all the parts of this offense that they're going to see that will be different for them, I'm talking about obviously the incumbents, than what they were doing before.
Well, I can't speak to what they were doing before necessarily. You know, one of the keys with this system itself, just talking from our system standpoint, is you know, the speed and the timing of the routes, and you know, the quarterback and the drop tying in, and all those things working together. And there's a lot of coordination there, and so it takes time. And so just from a starting point in the passing game, you know, you talk about getting out there and just throwing routes on air. So that'll be one of the first things that we'll work on and get significant work on, is just working routes and throwing routes on air, and then everything builds from there. As far as the run game goes, a lot of the things, you know, are similar from a standpoint of people are doing across the NFL. There's not a lot of different type of things. They're the same plays, and you know, it's a matter of honing in on the blocking schemes, and then, you know, working the footwork, the landmarks for the backs, the reads, and those type of things. So it's just a process that you need to go through. And again, we're getting a good start here and excited about getting out on the field with these guys.
This team's added several players, said goodbye to some. But you still have the draft coming up. How much will these next few days on the field factor into the evaluation process as you, again, look at the needs you have and what you want to address in the draft?
It really won't matter a lot and affect the draft a lot. You go through the evaluation process of the college players, and you're looking to find guys who are going to help you and are the best players that are available. So as you're looking through that and as you get to the pick, really how you have your board laid out is going to be laid out, and that really is not going to change based on what we might see in the next couple of days.
We're going to look a lot at the quarterbacks. We always do, and we want to see how they're responding to the coaching that North Turner will be providing, and if we can see maybe noticeable differences again about functioning within this offense and how very vertical this offense is, and trying to see how those big arms of Brandon Whedon and Jason Campbell, Thaddeus Lewis, how they factor into all this. What are some of the things that you look at these quarterbacks that you are going to be focused on?
Well, just how they're progressing in terms of taking things, like I mentioned before, from the practice field or from the meeting room to the practice field. And that's a big thing. And you have to go through the process. You have to get the reps. You have to actually do it on the field. It's not necessarily that you're looking for guys to be perfect. It's you're looking for progress. And there'll be some mistakes. There'll be some learning that'll go on. And really, one of the biggest things we'll be able to pinpoint where guys need more work and where we need to help them focus and what areas they need to focus on in the next 3 days. And that may be the most valuable thing coming out of it.
One of the things you talked about, I think you said this at the Combine, and it's been said on a couple of occasions, wanting players who want to be Cleveland Browns, identifying those kinds of guys. And you've brought in several new players. Obviously, you've had to have that feeling when you sign those players. But my thought here is, when you get them on the field, everybody, I would imagine that's yet another component to this, that you want a feeling of a camaraderie of a team and a sense that, hey, we are Cleveland Browns. We're going to make this thing good. I mean, as best as you can gauge that, that's something you're going to be looking for as well.
Definitely. And there's a feel in the air right now in the building for the last few weeks. And I can't tell you how many players I've had come up and talk to me about that and are excited about this thing and about getting going here and getting on the field. And we want guys that are proud to be Cleveland Browns and want to be Cleveland Browns. When you start with that, you're going to have success.
Are there any, in your mind, sort of bigger questions than others with regard to the roster? Or when you're dealing with a new situation, is everything a big question to you? And I'm specifically saying, you got a new kicker, a new punter. You're going to see how the quarterback thing works out. The spots are very competitive, so I don't know that you can narrow that down, but what is your thought along those lines?
Well, you want to be very open-minded since you haven't had a chance to see these guys. I talked to them 2 weeks ago, and we talked about it. It's a fresh start for everyone, and it doesn't matter what anybody said about this team or anybody said about them as individuals, as players. It's a fresh start, and we're going to approach it that way, that we get out on the field, and we're going to see what guys do and what they're like. I only know and only have 2 weeks' worth of thoughts on that and knowledge of those guys and experiences with those guys, and it'll continue to grow as we go on.
I mentioned earlier you brought in a lot of new players. You're going to get more in the draft, but what's your feeling about the group that has been brought in, the positions that have been addressed so far, and how much further do you think work needs to be done to kind of address all the areas to at least give you some level of comfort that when you get into training camp, you've got the pieces that you need, both in terms of starters and backups?
Well, it's a combination. We'll get, obviously, a few more guys from the draft. And then the exciting part as a coach is that, you get a chance to get out on the field and help guys get better. And the guys that are here that will work with them and give them every chance and every opportunity to be the best that they can be and ultimately help the team.
Great. Rob, thank you so much for your time, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Vic.
He is Rob Jedzinski, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We have got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease America's best-selling truck, the F-150, for only $229. That's right, only $229 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Spokane, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak and Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great times, great food. Get to Quaker Steak and Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Browns fans, you're on the clock. Celebrate with the Cleveland Browns at the 2013 Draft Party on Thursday, April 25th. Watch all of the first-round draft action at First Energy Stadium, including visits from current and former Browns players, live broadcasts, and food and drink specials. Doors open at 6 p.m. Admission is free. The Cleveland Browns Draft Party is in association with Cleveland Clinic, Pepsi, and Bud Light. For more information on how you can attend, visit clevelandbrowns.com.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
NTB has changed the tire business with ready-to-roll all-inclusive pricing. The lowest installed price on tires guaranteed. And now through Sunday at NTB, get big rebates on the biggest brands. Up to $160 with your Service Central credit card. Cooper, up to $100 off. Bridgestone, up to $120 off. Nitto, up to $150 off. And Goodyear, up to $160 off. And your tires are ready to roll with all the extras at no extra charge. Hurry to NTB for big rebates on the biggest brands. Up to $160 off. Now through Sunday. Up to $160 off select in-stock tires after mail-in rebates on four tire purchases made on the Service Central credit card. Subject to credit approval and 4/28/13. Void where prohibited. See NTB.com for details. Big rebates on the biggest brands. Up to $160 off. You're ready to roll. NTB. Service, tires, and oil.
Bruce Hooley here, and it's time to start your plan of attack at GolfTech. Now through May 29th, get to one of GolfTech's four Northeast Ohio locations and receive a 60-minute swing evaluation for only $99. That's right, only $99. You'll be on your way to a better swing with GolfTech's state-of-the-art training technology. Located East, West, Canton, and now in Brecksville, or get to GolfTech.com. It's GolfTech's plan of attack sale. Proven path, proven results, GolfTech.
Mike Cappy here from Professional Roofing Service. Your trusted roofer, serving Northern Ohio for over 30 years. You can rely on Professional Roofing Service for all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call 440-572-7500 to learn more and get a free quote.
Pittsburgh International Airport is celebrating year five of nonstop Pittsburgh to Paris on Delta Airlines. If you've taken this flight, thanks. You've helped us reach this milestone. If you've not, join the celebration. Book today. Click, save, fly.
Vic Carucci with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You know, there are events going on in Boston, the explosions at the finish line of the Boston Marathon, and we are going to turn it over to Dave DiNatale now for an update.
Yeah, Vic, right before the president spoke, we wanted to get this update to everybody. The FBI investigating up in Boston, now considering these bombings a terrorist attack. They're not sure if it's domestic or international terrorism, but the FBI taking that next step, saying it's a terrorist attack. Still two people confirmed dead, more than 100 reported injured. If people didn't hear earlier, there had been report of a third incident at Boston's JFK Library, but Boston police believe now it's just fire-related and not tied to the marathon explosion. So okay. That's what we know right now as we continue to monitor the story.
All right, Dino, thank you very much for that. And again, I'm going to try to use the word balance here. There really is none. There's no balancing this. We know where the most important situation is, but we are pressing on with our show tonight, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We do take you inside the locker room on this show, and our own Jameer Howerton had a chance to sit down with Browns quarterback Jason Campbell. Jameer, take it away.
Thanks, Vic. Jason, you spent the last 2 weeks hard at work in the classroom and the weight room preparing for tomorrow's first mini camp of the offseason. What's it going to mean to you when you get out there and take the field for practice?
Well, it'll be exciting, to have opportunity, new teammates, new coaching staff, pretty much a whole new regime. So, guys are anticipating a new fresh start, and I'm just glad to be a part of it. And, I'm just glad to get back on the field. First of all, you sit in the classroom just studying every day and trying to learn it and get the new terminology and offense down. And, you want to get out there and start putting it to reps, because I think that's when you start to learn more is on the field.
What's it been like getting to know your new coaches and teammates?
Oh, it's been fun. They got a great group of guys here and coaches. The facility is really nice. The guys do a good job of communicating with each other. It's a young football team, so that makes for a lot of excitement. Of course, there's going to be a lot of growth and a lot of things we have to do to work together to get wins at the end of the day. At the same time, we just want to come out here, compete in minicamp, and have fun, and just the urge to learn. Like I said, you sit in the classroom all day, but until you can get out on the field and start to do repetition, there's nothing like having reps.
What did it say to you when you came here and you saw full participation from your teammates during the voluntary camps?
Yeah, not to have anybody miss voluntary is, it's big. Everyone's here. Like I say, everyone's eager to get going. It speaks a lot about your team. It's a lot of positive things. You want to stay as positive as you possibly can throughout the offseason into the season, and that's how good things start to happen for your team.
Having played in a similar offense in Oakland, what's it been like learning in this playbook? Have you seen any challenges so far?
Well, a lot of stuff is pretty similar. The main things that are different is play calling for us, like the name of the plays. The name of the play may be totally different than the way I learned it, from my previous, but the play is still the same play. And then there's been a lot of nuances, which is exciting. Coach Noah Turner is an extremely intelligent offense coordinator. He'll design something in a minute. We can be watching film. Oh, I think we should put this in. So, you want to be around a guy like that because, sky's the limit what you can do offensively, and you don't feel like you're handcuffed.
Your offensive coordinator, North Turner, that's a huge opportunity for you to work one of the best in the business.
Right, yeah, exactly. I'm thankful for this opportunity, to get with a guy like him. Of course, when I was in Oakland, we was putting up a lot of yards per game and points per game, running a similar offense. And we had a young football team. So anytime you can utilize your speed in this offense and all the misdirection things that comes along with it, it can create some things for defenses to have to rep once or twice a week more than they want to.
And Jason, just overall, just talk about your mindset as you gear up for this first mini camp. What do you want to show your coaches and your teammates?
Well, I just want to come out here and just be a great teammate. Like I said, whatever role that presents, I'm gonna try to do my best at it. At the same time, compete and just help push guys and help them. To grow and learn offense and everything, and just give 100% every day. That's pretty much all you can do. Just come out here and just work hard, just like everyone else, and just be a good teammate.
Well, Jason, thanks for your time and great catching up with you.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Back to you, Vic.
All right, thank you, Jameer. Thank you, Jason. We are going to next have a conversation with a regular on this show, Bernie Kosar. The quarterback stops by. We'll talk mini camp preview with him, trying to get his take on what this team will be doing over the next few days on the field in Berea. Vic Carucci with you. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNO.
The best.
best deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease the best-selling fuel-efficient Focus for only $129. That's right, only $129 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Spokane, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
It just got hotter in Medina. At Quaker Steak & Lube, we're famous for over 20 flavors of award-winning sauces, voted Best Wings USA. But there's so much more. Ribs, steaks, burgers, sandwiches, salads, signature drinks, and drafts, all served up on a platter full of fun. Every night is hot at the Lube, including all-you-can-eat wings on Tuesday and 60-cent bread and boneless wings on Wednesday. Great time, great food. Get to Quaker Steak & Lube, now open at 4094 Pearl Road in Medina.
Are you ready to make some big plays this season? Like growing your savings, buying a home, or even building a business? At First Merit Bank, we'd like to assist you with your goals, whatever they may be. So no matter what your next play is, we're ready to help you make it happen. It's your game plan. How can we help? First Merit Bank. You first. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Sit down. You must be Megan and Mark. I'm Sharon, your wedding planner.
Hello.
Hi.
So, are you planning a large wedding?
150 guests.
Okay, then. Fairly large. Let me just get online and we can look at some venues.
Wow. Is that dial-up?
You bet. Oh, they keep trying to sell me fast internet, but come on, faster internet. I need that like I need a color monitor. Oh, now, I assume you'll be videotaping your ceremony? Oh, just ignore that. The machine will pick it up.
Your technology says a lot about your business. With over 20 professional features, Cox Business Voice Manager gives you business-class service with reliability you can count on. Get Business Phone for only $35 per line per month. Switch to Cox Business today and make your business our business. Visit coxbusiness.com. Offer valid until July 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Phone modem provided by Cox requires electricity and has battery backup. Access to E911 may not be available during extended power outage. Other restrictions apply.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy on it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Beautiful. And a sad day as we think about those who have lost their lives in Boston at the finish line of the Boston Marathon, where there were explosions, people killed and people injured. And Dave DiNatale will keep you updated on that through what is left of this show, and I know 3 Deep will obviously cover this as well, that follows this show. In the meantime, we are going to continue with what we do, talk Browns football with you. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
Joining us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline is the quarterback, Bernie Kosar. Bernie, minicamp starting this week. Finally get this team on the field. Big picture take on this thing. It's Rob Chudzinski, his first as a head coach. It's a new coaching staff for the most part, putting these players through their drills. I mean, that alone just makes this very interesting.
Well, it's a new coaching staff. It's Coach Chud's first time head coach of the Browns. But we're not lacking in experience in terms of Chud and the staff and the Browns and who we have. I think it's really interesting, and what I really am excited about is if I'm a player, if I'm a guy who wants to make my mark with this team, if I'm a guy who wants to be on this team, man, I better be excited. I better be ready to go because I really am big with first impressions. And this coaching staff is not lacking in experience. And these some of the guys, players are. And this is a beautiful opportunity, especially from Brandon Whedon, to make him first impression with this mini camp.
Well, and it's easy to see the excitement among this coaching staff at lunch today. This really happened at lunch here in Berea. North Turner walks up to me and said, "Are you excited and ready about tomorrow?" And I said, "Well, yeah, I really am." But then I'm thinking to myself, and I'm hoping the players are even more excited than I am, because I want to just be watching. But I could see in him an eagerness to get this thing going, to let his system and what he's going to implement offensively, along with Rob Chudzinski, you know, put that in place, see how it's going to look with these quarterbacks, with Brandon Whedon working with this, with Jason Campbell working with this, and seeing how all the other components respond. Again, it's mini camp. It's on air for the most part. It's no pads. It's low intensity. But I do think there is a high energy feel from North Turner and the staff.
Wow. Wow, I finally disagree with something me and you are doing on this show.
Good, we should disagree more often.
Low intensity, I'm going to jump through this and we're going to wrestle right now. I'm excited.
That's
I
ugly.
Really am. I'm not trying to, I'm not trying to be nice. I'm not trying to be politically right.
Okay.
But I'm trying to take care of Norv Turner. Look at the experience he has in the league. And it's an April mini camp. And he really is excited. You know, I had the honor to win the Super Bowl with him in 1993 down with the Cowboys. And his passion and his knowledge and his excitement for the game, it just comes out. God, it just comes out. And I love it. I just love it. And for Jason Campbell, for Brandon Wheaton, for whatever the young quarterback is, we try to groom eventually. It's a real honor to be with Chud in this system, to be with Norv Turner in this experience. And yeah, the new rules, the lack of contact.
That's what I meant by low intensity.
Because
there's a governing of, you know that, and of how much they can do. But
it didn't make my joke as good, though. You know, I think. But you've got it. These guys, I really think the younger players are going to get excited being around this new system, these new coaches. The opportunity they have to really, really learn football, to really, really learn the game, to understand what it takes to play, they'll quickly, if they don't come in there and if they think it's going to be a game of patty cake and, you know, the touchy-feely and move around, they'll quickly learn the enthusiasm, the intensity, the gifts that they're being afforded to. And I really think it'll transmit over to the younger players with guys like Norv Turner. Again, he's older. He's been in this league. He has tons of experience. Yet he has that same youthful enthusiasm that you saw at lunch today, and it radiates out to us players. And I think it's phenomenal, phenomenal for us with our organization.
And there has to be something to being players on this team, the incumbents, to have new sets of eyeballs on you when you're out there on the field. Before, you were doing things to impress a whole different coaching staff, a whole different talent evaluation group, and now you've got all these new people, and you really have no idea what they want from you. Yeah, they've had some meetings over these past couple of weeks and sat down in front of boards and gone over some tape, I guess, and looked at things and just said, okay, this is what we were expecting, and this is how we do it. But really, until they get out there and have a football in their hands and really go through the drills like a football team, I mean, I would imagine that players got to be thinking, okay, how am I doing? I mean, what do they think of me now? What are they thinking while I'm out here doing this thing? I'm sure those thoughts are swirling through everybody's head.
Well, they absolutely better be swirling through their heads. There's no doubt about it. And you're right. After a couple days of practice, if you are competitive, if you are a winner, if you do want to be good, if you do want to be the best, even if you're doing good, those thoughts definitely translate through your head. I know from a quarterback standpoint, if you're, and I told Brandon Wheaton this when we did our couple appearances together in the off season, you'll help yourself out immensely, and you'll be able to answer that question. If you're sticking that 18, 20-yard skinny post, in there against cover three, if you understand your reads, if you're making your throws, if you can hit the comeback on time, you know, throw it on timing, hit the fades. If you make your plays, if you understand within this system, and again, me and you have talked on the air and off the air at length about this, about understanding your reads, and there will be somebody open when you look at film. And you look at that eye in the sky, there will be somebody open. If you go to the right guy, if you make that throw, and you put the ball where it's supposed to be, at the timing that it's supposed to be, you're going to definitely help yourself out. You'll be able to answer that question to yourself.
Bernie Kosar joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Lots of interesting storylines that are going to unfold over these next few days. We'll start with, I guess, the most obvious on the defensive side, how Ray Horton will go about things. You talk about energy and you talk about, you know, leading with a lot of aggressiveness. That's his whole moniker. I mean, that's his thing. That's what he does. And now we look at new people, Paul Kruger, and we look at Desmond Bryan, and we look at Quentin Groves, and we're just going to pay attention, I'm sure, to how they move. What level of quickness is there with the defense, and maybe how do they generate a level of whatever it is, momentum, I guess, to the other parts of the defense, because it's really got to start with guys like that, the new pieces added to this new defense.
Well, Coach Horton, me and you have talked about this again on and off the air. His system, his way of putting pressure on the quarterback, I strongly, strongly believe in. I'm a disciple of Dick LeBeau. I played against Ray Horton with the Bengals in the mid-'80s, and not because I played against him, but I know his level of professionalism, his level of respect for the game, his level of going after you. I would have preferred he didn't do so good as a player against me, but his way of doing it and the way the rules are today, it's tough. They're going to mentally have to learn with Kruger coming, with Quentin Groves, who a lot of people have probably underestimated his ability and I think his effect he's going to have on the team, because he was with Coach Horton in Arizona, and guys like that, and in the front seven, I mean, you have talked enormously about the draft and draft next week, and who we're going to take in the front seven and putting pressure on the quarterback. This system will understand, and mentally, it's imperative that the new players, the current players, and guys who want to be players for the Cleveland Browns understand Coach Horton's system, because it'll be a pressure defense of putting pressure on the quarterback.
A player that I think will get a lot of attention, of course, a holdover at wide receiver, Josh Gordon. This will be his first offseason of training that he's had in his life as an NFL player. He had the most difficult situation last year, being drafted in a supplemental draft in early July, and then on the field for training camp only shortly thereafter, and really out of shape, wasn't in mental shape or physical shape for football. And now he's been working on a full-fledged off-season program. He's been part of the training these last couple of weeks. So you hear him say how much better he thinks he already is and feels about this. Now the proof is what he shows on the field.
Well, I'm laughing only because I love the way you said the question. It's perfect. He was out of shape. He's not. He's had a scholarship easy life in terms of athleticism and basically being given a lot of opportunities. A lot of people are saying, oh, we don't have a second-round draft pick. Of course, we want to have that second-round draft pick. But Josh Gordon and some of the things, and I've been as critical as anybody on what Holmgren and the previous staff did, screwing up this team and making us have higher picks. This is one decision, though, with Josh Gordon that I do like, and I really think puts us in a good position, because Josh Gordon really grew throughout his rookie year. He came in, he really didn't play much in college. His athleticism, his ability, and the maturity that he's gained, especially in the last 9 months, I think is phenomenal. And he has the chance to really grow by leaps and bounds this season, this off season, not only as a person, as a football player, and for our team. And I actually think, albeit we don't have a second-round pick because of the supplemental draft, this is something where he has an opportunity to be a very special player.
I know there's a lot of discussion about the Browns having a tight end need to address in the draft, a pass-catching player at that position. But I also think that Jordan Cameron legitimately deserves that close look, and he recognizes the chance he has now. Yeah, they signed a couple of free agent tight ends in Gary Barnage and Kellen Davis, but it's still a case where I think Jordan Cameron gets that real chance now to show that he can be the guy, and he's been working hard this offseason. You can see it kind of how he's put together physically now, and this gifted athlete that he is, this former basketball player. I mean, now year three is when this all has to start coming together.
Well, the last thing you said, I'm an incredible believer in. Being a basketball player, having the size, athleticism, just raw physical ability that sometimes gifted athletes have. We've talked a ton on the show about Jimmy Graham. Jordan Cameron's a little younger and came after Jimmy within the draft. This is year three for him. Last year's staff and last year's system was using Jordan Cameron a ton within the red zone, within the 25-yard line, within the 20-yard line, within the 10-yard line. I think Jordan Cameron now taking it to the next level, his body, understanding football, trying to be more physical. I really look for him to make a big difference within the team this year.
Some more draft talk besides tight ends is, of course, what will, and this isn't the talk at number six, but what will happen with the sixth overall pick for the Browns. And, Bernie, we know it's all over the lot. I mean, yeah, you can probably say most draft picks put D. Milner, the Alabama cornerback, to the Browns there. But even that, when you look at other opinions and other thoughts on this thing, it does spread out. You hear Deion Jordan's name come up. You hear the thought of an outside linebacker pass rusher like he is in the mix. And you still hear persistently about a quarterback, about Geno Smith, the West Virginia quarterback, being the guy. And, you know, that one is fascinating because it would tell you, okay, then this group of people running this team sees a future in a talented player, but is he that talented to be a top 10 pick? And then John Gruden comes on today, and it's just an opinion, but the ESPN Monday Night Football analyst, former NFL coach, goes on a conference call for ESPN today and says, no, his top quarterback is not Geno Smith in this draft. His top pick would be Ryan Nazib, the Syracuse quarterback that so many draft analysts don't think is a first-round pick at all.
Wow. You just hit about five different great subjects. Let me just go with Coach Gruden at the end. I also like Ryan Nassif. I also like him. But like we've said on the show the last couple months, this is not the draft like last year. This is not Andrew Luck. This is not RG3. Even Ryan, who I like, I really do, for the future, though, not today. Isn't the guy to step in right after the draft in April and be the man. So it is a little later in the draft. It's not a pick six. Geno Smith. E.J. Manuel has incredible physical gifts. I really enjoy and like him as a quarterback. Geno Smith at the sixth pick, to just pencil him in and say, he is your quarterback June 1st, and the end of April, and moving forward, wow. I just think that's a tough, tough spot to be. And the way the game is changing, I like D. Miller, Milner. I'm a big fan of Nick Saban. I know the kid's coached up good. He's going to be a good pro player. Is he the sixth pick? Do you want another cornerback? He'll be a good player. But again, I kind of lean like we were talking with Coach Horton, putting pressure on the quarterback. We hope Deion Jordan is available at pick six. I think that would be something. There's a lot of depth in this draft. There's a lot of high reward in this draft. there's a lot of high risk in this draft at the top end of it. So it is imperative, I think, for the Browns to get somebody. It may not be the greatest person in the draft, but it is imperative, I do think, to get somebody who is a playmaker so that he plays in the league and he's a good player, a difference maker, as opposed to getting somebody with this high-risk, high-reward part, I think, of this draft.
Bernie, we could go on pretty much forever with this stuff, but we'll save some for the next time.
Sounds good.
Okay, he is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on the Rebel Wireless Hotline, and we have got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The best deals of the year have been extended at Liberty Ford. Get 0% financing for 60 months on our huge selection of 2013 Fords. Or lease the best-selling Fusion or Escape for only $189. Your choice, only $189. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen.
At Cleveland Clinic, we'll see you later, today. Access to the best care is easy with same-day appointments available at convenient locations throughout Northeast Ohio. Call today 216-444-CARE or visit clevelandclinic.org.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
Hey, Browns fans. With the NFL draft right around the corner, there's no better time to visit the Pro Football Hall of Fame. The brand new Hall of Fame store is now open, so be sure to get all the latest NFL team apparel. Visit the Pro Football Hall of Fame today. Visit ProFootballHOF.com for details.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. The last time you heard a home alarm siren go off, did you do anything? Sirens are so commonplace, they're ignored. The best way to protect your house is with the voice of a live person, which is why nothing's more effective than Alarm Force's live two-way voice monitoring. With Alarm Force, you get no charge live two-way voice and just $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force!
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Here's your Buffalo Wild Wings look at the draft. Today's featured player is LSU defensive end Barcavius Mingo. Mingo ranks 10th on the ESPNCleveland.com big board and is rated as one of the top defensive. Swear, despite his numbers actually slipping this past season. Stop in and follow the football draft at B-Dubs, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Go to BuffaloWildWings.com for the location nearest you.
If you need a good lawyer, listen up. Use mine. Russo Rosalina. Hi, gang. Riz here for Russo Rosalina, general practice family law firm. Joe, Gabriella, and Basil have been doing it for years. Two locations, too. East side, Richmond Town Square. West side, Parmatown on Ridge. If you suffered a loss of a loved one, Russo Rosalina can handle the estate for you. Injuries, divorce, bankruptcy, wills, they do it. Go to RRLPA.com. That's RRLPA.com. Russo Rosalina. Are you tired of hearing the term guaranteed approval, guaranteed financing, or guaranteed credit? How about no hidden fees? Only to find out you need to win the lottery to be eligible for the so-called guarantee? Well, at Bob Gillingham Ford, the term guaranteed is what they refer to as to how you'll be treated. They guarantee you'll receive the three pillars of customer service: fair, honest, and open. That guarantee is the cornerstone that has allowed them to serve Northeast Ohio for over 56 years. Start your next car or truck buying experience at BobGillinghamFord.com. See their actual and true photographed inventory, like the stunning new 2013 Ford Fusion. From there, let them show you their guarantee of a truly great buying experience. Stop in and see them, 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. That's BobGillinghamFord.com. They're looking forward to welcoming you to the home of the real deal, Bob Gillingham Ford.
Okay, on this football Monday, and a very sad football Monday because of the events in Boston and K&R will keep you updated with those throughout. Three Deep will follow this show, and I know you'll have more information as we get it for you. In the meantime, we just want to go to one question here that was passed along to us via the Browns official Facebook Twitter page. Todd from Twitter asks, when does the Browns NFL schedule with times and dates come out from the league? Is it soon? And he also wants to know if the Browns are going to keep their sixth overall pick or move down to get a second. Well, the schedule, don't have an exact date on that. There was speculation it would be tomorrow. That does not appear at all to be remotely close to what would happen. So you're looking to maybe next week, maybe early part of next week, but there's nothing firm in that. And I heard something maybe in the next couple of weeks. So we'll try to keep you posted as we know, but it's a very well-guarded secret when that comes out, although they try to give you the heads up because then they televise the thing on on NFL Network. We want to thank people who were involved in this show, and of course the head coach of the Browns, Rob Chudzinski, and we want to thank Bernie Kosar and Jason Campbell, Jamir Howerton, and Drew Boatner, our outstanding producer, Dave Dinatale, who kept you up to date on everything going on in Boston throughout. Three Deep is next. We will be with you again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.